It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got the lovely and talented Jen DeWinter from the Diabetes Department on. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I am great. Thank you.
How has your summer been so far?
Well, you know, June is always busy. I feel like you just kind of roll from school and kids stay busy and the events. And so July, we finally, you know, kind of get some time off every once in a while. So that's great.
Except for the 4th of July and the fair and everything else. Yeah. But, you know how it is. Hey, with all the events that have been happening the past week or so with the flooding and everything, I know you wanted to take a little time to talk about diabetes preparedness for emergencies, which is, again, timely as today's headlines. What can you tell us?
Unfortunately, you know, we've had some flooding in our area, but fortunately, I think Humboldt made out okay.
Yeah, we did.
But it's still kind of a good time just to remind people, and really this is diabetes specific, but it can be information for anybody who has medications or any sort of long-term health condition that they deal with. So,
sure.
The first thing I would say is obviously with diabetes, oftentimes you have a glucometer that you're checking your blood sugars with and possibly some medications, possibly even syringes and insulin. So not always are things going to be in the same place. You know, medications oftentimes, if they're in pill form, they're either in a cupboard or in a container all somewhere. Those are somewhat easy to maybe go and get all at once, but then if you throw in some other diabetes medications that are in your refrigerator and then maybe your glucometer that you're checking with, sometimes you are going multiple places. So if you're ever asked, hey, a knock on the door, you get notification, you need to evacuate your house and you need to do it in 30 minutes, you know, maybe making a list of, okay, here's where I would go. These are the things I need to grab and stick that on your fridge or in with your medications so that you don't always have to remember everything because you kind of get a little worked up sometimes when you would get that phone call. That is something helpful. And then also just knowing your resources, knowing that I'm here at the hospital, reach out to me. You forgot your glucometer. You don't have, you know, you went someplace and you had insulin, but there was not a refrigerator to keep the extra insulin cold. Let me know, let your provider know. We can reach out to pharmacies. I have support in educators in Fort Dodge, in Algona, other in Clarion. So a lot of times if there were an emergency that would come up, we're all a team and I can reach out to those people and then we might have a sample glucometer we can give you. We might have vouchers for insulin that we can give you. Just let us help work through some of those headaches when you just don't know what to do, but don't go without your medicines. That let us help you in those situations.
And I would also say there's some things you could probably pack in a little case ahead of time. Not everything, because some things expire, like test strips and insulin and things like that. But you could maybe pack a thing with extra lancets and some things that, you know, are evergreen, that don't ever expire. You could have a little kit set up ahead of time so you could easily just put things into that and take that and go.
Great idea. And for sure, because it maybe that is something that you take for other things. You know, maybe that's something you take on vacation
sure.
and trips. So that's a great idea to just have a little kit set aside because other things will come up besides just emergencies, but maybe you need to go somewhere pretty quickly. You can grab that supplies, those kits. It's a wonderful idea to have that ahead of time. You bet.
Maybe someone, you know, who you're talking to is diabetic and knows about this kind of stuff. So just saying.
It's always real life. It's good to get those real life tips.
That's right.
What
exactly.
We're looking for.
Speaking of that, do you have a class you want to talk a little bit about as well?
Yeah, so I've started to do what's called just a diabetes support group. So this kind of stemmed from, we did some diabetes prevention classes, and then when those classes ended, and even patients who come for, you know, some coaching with their diabetes, maybe even once a year, or after they've gone through the initial classes that we hold, if you're newly diagnosed with diabetes, they're still looking for that support. Just other people in the community, other information. So that next class for diabetes support would be on Wednesday, August 14th, and that's held out here at the hospital on the second floor, and it's from 4 to 5 p.m. So if you're trying to prevent diabetes or you have diabetes and you're just looking for maybe some more connections, some more information, please come and join. It's free and it's just kind of an open discussion. We usually have a topic that we discuss and then we just kind of open it up from there.
And if people want to get a hold of you for more information about that or to get registered or signed up, how do they do that?
Yes, they can call my direct office line at 515-332-7643.
Jen DeWinter from the Diabetes Department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, your care, our mission. Thanks, Jen. Have a great summer.
Yes, thank you. Happy 4th of July.